Our guest in the cafe this morning is the director of the A&M Commerce Alumni Relations Office, Darryl Peace.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning to you, and I know this is a busy week for you.
It is. All weeks are busy, but especially this week.
Homecoming week.
Yes.
At A&M Commerce, and another thing about it is I know you're pleased with the weather because you're not having to sweat the weather forecast for Saturday.
Exactly. Last year, everything was rained out, but this year we've got some great weather, so I'm looking forward to it.
How does attendance look? Do you have any way of knowing in advance what the...
I can tell you that there are no tailgate spots left. I talked to athletics today. They actually came up with some additional tailgate spots, but we've maxed out, and so there will literally be thousands of people there at tailgate. I won't be surprised if we'll reach 10,000 in filling that stadium because it's a great football game, but tailgate and all the other festivities will be amazing.
Right. You and I go back far enough that we remember when it was not uncommon at homecoming to have a sold-out homecoming game.
Back in the day, and you went to Bickham's Florist and you got to date a corsage.
Oh, man. That takes me back, tell you. Yeah, and I've been there, done that. So a haunted homecoming is the theme. Any specific Halloween-oriented events?
Of course it is. The student side of the house, they help pick the theme, and so they've got some interesting activities going on during homecoming and actually through the following week, which is Monday. Halloween is Monday, so.
I don't want to run out of time here. There's a lot to talk about, but you have a golf tournament.
That's on Friday.
That is Friday.
At Webb Hill. Registration at 9, tea time is 10 o'clock.
Okay, and there is a parade Saturday morning starting at what time?
There is the parade starts at 10:45. There's a lot that goes on prior to it, and so it's two events that are happening prior to the parade that dictate when we start. We have our fingers crossed the parade starts at 10:45 because we have a ribbon cutting for the Mayo Grave Memorial Park. That starts at 9:30. They will move right on to a ribbon cutting over at the Alumni Center for the Brick Garden. And so we've got two events that there will be some time restraints.
Right.
We'll be pushing people to get through.
Understood. We're talking with Darryl Peace, and Darryl is the Director of Alumni Relations at A&M Commerce. You mentioned the Mayo Grave, and I have noticed a lot of activity there, and so there's a major structure that has now been built around Professor William Mayo's grave.
Correctly.
Lee Street.
Yes, it is an amazing facility. We drove by today. It is just magnificent. It'll be... even more beautiful than it was before, a place for people to come and sit and reminisce. We are one of probably the only university that I know who has their founder who's entombed on the university site. We're blessed that we'll have our three living presidents, Presidents Austin, McFarlane, and Keck, who will all three be at that event on Saturday. So we're looking forward to that.
That's exciting in and of itself. Of course, we all see Dr. McFarland around town all the time. It's always great to see him. But Dr. Charles Austin, I bet a lot of us have not seen him in a very long time.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to it. It'll be a great day.
Yeah, and Dr. Keck will be there as well. And then you said Dr. Keck and his wife are having an open house at the Heritage House where they're now living.
That's correct. Correct. Oh. And doing that morning from 8 until noon, any alumni or friends who want to go through the Heritage House, there'll be food and there'll be a tent out in the Lotte Gardens. So if people want to go come out and eat there, and also if they want to just venture back over to Alumni Center, so there's an opportunity for people to go back and forth. So there should be a lot of people.
You mentioned the tailgating, and that has become a major thing here. And anybody who went to school here in the 60s even, or the certainly 70s, 80s, that was not the case.
No.
This is something relatively new that has become a major, major thing.
It really has. And I can't tell you how long it's been going. This is my 13th homecoming, and they started homecoming several years before that. But you're right, back in the day, we tailgate in the fraternity house or wherever you were, and you showed up at the time of the game. But this is a totally new tradition that has just exploded.
And for some of our alumni who haven't been back for a while, they'll be pleasantly surprised.
They'll be more than pleasantly surprised.
Doesn't hurt that the football team is doing so well, does it?
Not at all. And so that'll be a big draw, and we have the potential to continue to own. I think we're number 8 in the nation right now. So that's about as good as it gets.
Going to be a full day.
It'll be a full day.
Yeah. Darryl Pease is the Director of Alumni Relations at A&M Commerce. Darryl, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you so much.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.